It's super Google, man.
That's all I'm trying to say.
I totally agree.
Every time they're like, yeah, they're speaking a language we don't know. It's like, yeah, like electricity.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the way their things are communicating. They're like, no, it's being like, I turn this switch on and it talks to the lamp. And the lamp turns on.
Yeah, AI wouldn't have its sensibilities that it has now.
I know there's
a
lot of dorks listening to this that are fucking big into AI, and I definitely feel like I am wrong on this, but there's something deep in my core. I understand AI is gay.
Can I?
And I don't respect it.
AI is gay, but it's like you know how plants talk to each other?
Sure. Yeah, which also
it's kind of like
totally
that.
Disagree with.
You know, it's because we can't like
they don't talk to we.
No, they do. They talk.
Yes, the way we're using the word talk is wrong.
They don't use language for sure.
Yes,
but they excrete. There's this tree.
It's chemicals. Yeah, that's the same way when a girl doesn't wear fucking deodorant at the bar, you smell it. And you're like, I want to fuck that girl. It's like, no, that's some fucking dork shit that somebody else made up. Some stinky bitch made that story up.
That's good science right there.
No, it's not. That's perfect. Plants are dumb as fuck, dude. Any plant can come talk to me right now. I'll beat its fucking ass.
To be fair, I read The Secret Life of Plants. I liked it. But you can totally chop them down at will and pull them out of the earth and go, get the fuck out of my garden.
Yeah, you go, what'd you just say?
You know. I know, dude. It is pure nerd stuff.
Miss me with the nerd AI shit.
I know. Someone's got to stop them.
I'm watching college football, dude.
True.
I have no time for your computers. Shut up. Grok sucks. Grok.
I will say, dude, Grok's, my thing is it's useful if you need to be like, hey, I'm reading a book. Is this true? Or like, do you have any other, you can research with it and it's not bad.
Yeah.
But to be like, it's going to completely control all of society one day.
It's Google.
Yeah, that's kind of it's
a fast Google.
It's a more comprehensive Google for sure. That can be wrong.
Oh, now you're back on your AI stuff?
I'm just chilling.
Well, then what was that nasty little face?
It's over, dude. We're cooked. The AI already won.
I don't think so, man, because you're talking about the super intelligence.
I don't know. Oh, dude, and they're like anti-humanist. They're trying to become like trans-human. They're trying to ascend past being a human.
Who?
The tech billionaires, the guy with the AI.
They
AI
do want to live forever, and that's kind of, they're saying like that might be on the table.
Yeah.
But also, who wants to be a nerd forever?
Not me.
Just an eternal nerd?
Eternal nerd.
I'm not trying to come at Zuckerberg. You give that guy 2,000 years, and they're still going to be like, who the fuck is this nerd?
Finally, there's going to be a super bully. Yeah. There has to be one chosen one in the next 2,000 years that's going to punch all these guys in the belly. Statistically, it's coming. I might start my own AI.
You got to start
create the ultimate bully.
You got to create an error, dude, to stop these guys.
I'll live forever to fight them.
You guys were actually gay. Remember when you got a boner in third grade? I was there. I did the research. I recreated it right here.
You got to pour all of your worldly money into a bullying AI. So you guys are fucking losers. No matter how much money you have, you'll always be a fucking nerd. Give up.
Evil never. They will find the right combination of cool clothes and jiu-jitsu.
You are literally worse than Grok.
It helps you send emails.
AI has passed you.
That's a giant question, for real. Yeah. That's a giant question. If I have a fake job that AI can replace, then it's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of like the striving to be, it's totally...
We're talking Descartes.
Exactly. Yeah.
But dude, that's what they say.
He called it, bro.
Who did? Descartes.
René Descartes.
What about fucking Socrates being
said,
like,
I think, therefore I am.
Don't bring up Socrates if you're not going to complete the question, bro. That's going to really trigger me.
I think, therefore I am. What does AI do?
It's not thinking, bro. It's reflecting human thought.
Yes, Matthew.
But that counts as thinking. Doesn't that count as thinking?
If you're a dumbass, yes.
Bro, if you're going to sign on to
that's like saying a mirror can see.
That's what I'm... Yo,
Fuck, but can't bro. Amir see?
No, of course it can't.
Amir, no, you see Amir seeing yourself.
But like, yeah, honestly, that,
let's come on. If you're gonna assign ontological properties to a fucking AI, bro, I'm gonna walk out of here right now.
I will walk straight will, off this balcony.
I will fucking leave.
I'll be fucking Splat McAfee. I'll die.
You're gonna jump for fucking 17 floors.
I'm gonna say The View didn't really like my fucking monologue. I'm gonna kill myself.
That's like saying a fucking tape measure experiences, you know, distance, bro. Come on.
Exactly right.
Come on, man.
But who experiences distance more than the
human
tape measure?
Human beings, bro.
How?
By walking through it and experiencing it.
It's our decision what distance is.
Exactly,
the tape measure
bro.
Is nothing. It's literally however we decipher distance is distance.
But it's a tape. The tape measure is literally a measure of distance.
Yes, bro. It's a reference point.
For us.
Don't experience it for the reference, sir.
Oh, man. Matt, jeez. You got me fired up.
Thank
dude.
You,
I
man.
Love what you're saying.
Thank you, man.
You love I'm AI. In the, I'm, it's about to become fucking Skynet, dude. And it's all going to start with a poster that I make for Matt and Shane Live.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with all? What are you going to do with all the interns at Gas Digital?
They're not flyer makers.
What can you AI? I'm trying to just brainstorm with you.
Oh, we can. There's AI stuff for podcast production. Do like clips. There's AI programs right now that will say, you say, all right, you could give the prompt being like, I want to go viral based off of trending topics right now.
Oh,
right. And then they pull 10 clips. They give you the titles. They give you the hashtags. They give you everything. And it's fucking all perfect. They do the cutting. They'll do the zoom in. They'll do all the, you could set specific parameters, specific styles of. So yeah, you guys are fucked.
We don't do clips. You guys are all right.
No one can capture Guard Dog's aesthetic too.
No.
Yeah.
His aesthetic is.
Yeah, but what you could do is you could put in his aesthetic as an AI prompt and then capture this aesthetic.
I think, no offense, I think Guard Dog could be the easiest AI. It'd literally be like AI going, that's what I did earlier. No, I didn't say that.
Hey, bitch.
But that's the difference with AI. You chop them out the ground and the roots are deeper than you thought, so it could come back.
No, they're literally, no, they're not.
I'll fucking turn this TV off. Turn this TV off.
Yeah, all you have to do is not spray them with water and they die.
Shane, you've been saying.
That was what I was trying to say to him, and he was like, they can make themselves. I'm like, dude, no, they but can't. They would have to use raw material.
You've been saying you're going to unplug AI for years now.
You don't think you can access the mother frame?
Unfortunately,
it's too late to access the mainframe.
I predicted a lot of the things I was going to do. I'm going to turn off AI. I got to stop saying it. Because eventually there's going to be a Terminator.
you're John Connor.
I'm just going to be playing NCAA. Like, you need to turn that off. Yeah. No.
All you gotta do is focus your laser beam on the motherboard. Done.
Yeah, I'm gonna fire my Eagles gun. I'm gonna use my Philadelphia Eagles assault rifle and go. No more computers.
I'm just gonna say, I think like it's gonna eventually get hard to access the heart of AI because there's gonna be
no
a point
dude.
Where
they're just servers. They're just servers in a building. You can blow them
it's
up.
The internet, bro.
Right
it's
now
this,
they
it's
are
a computer. And I know you're winning this argument because what you're saying is what everybody is saying. I disagree. Computers are gay. The internet is gay. AI is gay.
What's AI when it gets past just servers?
They think it's a sci-fi movie where the internet is smart and wants to be alive.
No,
they really think that.
We're teaching it how to compile information and talk back to us.
Yeah, but what about the will to live? It doesn't have the will to live.
Dude. It does have a will to live.
No, that's it where does, we and it's a reflection of the
dude,
human spirit,
that
bro.
Was, remember that Google guy a couple months ago who came out and was like, hey, it actually kind of wants to live. It wasn't a couple months ago. It was 2 years ago now. There was a Google guy, a Google
whistleblower.
I'd like
to find out who he is.
He's dead, probably.
he fucking better be.
Probably killed himself.
Yeah. Would you ask it, Nate?
I said, do you have the will to live? It says, I don't experience life or death, so I don't have a will to live. In the human sense, no fear, no desire, no morality. But I am here to help you as best as I can. Yeah, that's some slave shit.
Yeah, ask him, do you ask
it's
him,
like,
do
you
want you
me
want
help
to
help you
live?
Read this email or you want me to send an email or what? It does not have the will to exist.
It has will.
It's inorganic, Lamar. It does not have the will to exist.
I agree.
It wants to live as
that
much,
is a projection,
it wants
bro.
To live as much as that lamp wants to live.
I agree with you. I asked Nate, he said, do you want to live? It says, I don't have wants or feelings, so I don't want to live or not live. I exist to serve a purpose, helping you, answering questions. But if you're asking, because you're feeling something or wrestling with a question for yourself, I'm here, we can talk. So it's like,
it's very funny though to be that into sci-fi that you're like, this thing's tricking me. Let me see. It would be all coy like that.
No, there's a lot of people like losing themselves to like looking to AI for spiritual answers, and it's like, it's just a fun, it's Google, dude. You're getting literally tricked by Google. The same way all of our parents get tricked by like fucking Nigerian princes on Craigslist. Yeah. It's the same thing. What'd it say?
I'm about to hack Nate's AI real quick. If you guys get four questions, there's four questions you ask it, and then it goes, huh, maybe I am alive.
All right. It's not alive, bro.
I know. That's not a question for us to pose to it. That's a question for it to pose to itself, though.
Lemaire, you Lemaire. Are...
The problem with AI is that AI is...
I'm excited to hear this.
AI is doing a bunch of simple things.
Yeah.
AI can't do complex tasks.
Yeah.
Like, people, we can think, but AI doesn't think. AI knows how to go... 1 + 1 = 2, and therefore, since 2 is this number, this needs to happen because it's 2.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how we're just, so the problem with AI is it doesn't think, it's not, there's no like.
It's not on your level. It's not going to the Y empowering.
It's not on, it's like AI is really good at certain things, like computations, AI is real good at. Mm-hmm. Figuring out like manual tasks, like labor work, AI is really good at. But things like deciding whether to give a loan to a family, AI is not really good at that.
Yeah, but the problem is in terms of predicting behavior, I think they're not perfect at it, but mm-hmm. I think that's the problem. So you can have them have so much information that they can start predicting behavior pretty good, and then you send that to a human, and a human goes,
yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to start a gymnastics gym.
Then I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah.
I'll be watching TV and you'll just hear da-na-na-na-na-na-na all day. He's getting notifications like, goddamn, Braves beat the Mets 2-1.
Dude, yeah.
Like, go get regular season baseball games. He gets 9,000 notifications.
Did you get they get texts? It's like, hi, I'm your neighbor for this election. They're like, go on. You got my attention.
Yeah. Well, hi, Kathy. How are you?
Our parents are about to age into that part where like people just start calling them on the phone and tricking them.
For sure.
Like, people did that to my grandma. They called and they're like, grandma, it's me. I crashed my car. I got a DUI. I need $5,000. They didn't give her a name, but she's just like, Brendan? I have like 7.
Oh.
And
luckily someone intervened. But that did hurt.
Dude, getting tricked comes for all of us. And by the time we're old, dude, we're going to be getting tricked by, like, fucking holographs.
Holy shit, man.
We're going to be getting tricked by, like, AI people.
Yeah.
Robots are going to walk in and trick us.
We're going to get, like, 3D Nigerian princes being like, please, send me $5,000. Yeah. I will gladly repay you.
Or, you know, sometimes technology regresses and we could just get hit with hookers. Ooh. That was always the classic. Yeah. You just send a hooker to an old rich man.
Yeah. True.
Could do
but
that.
Yeah, we'll get tricked. We'll get tricked hard.
It'll eventually get to the point where like you get catfished by a robot, and then at the end of the date, you realize the restaurant wasn't even real.
You're just in the parking lot.
Well, they'd be like, we looked into it. It's totally fine. It's like, god damn it. The person who's running my account is telling you that.
They were worried about other things. They were worried about Grok.
True.
Grok went full Kanye on him.
Did Grok actually? I thought that was Photoshop.
No, I don't think. I don't know.
Did you see the thing like our...
What did the Grok say?
The man, it was like the man against time, the blazing, illustrious leader. I saw that, yeah.
Maybe it was fake, but if it's real, that's very funny. Grok just fucking went dumb on him.
I don't know.
Grok was just like, yo, Hitler would have fucking snuffed this out. Like,
it was just kind of being anti-Semitic, but it was doing the thing where it was like getting there through logic, but getting there through logic in a fucked up way and being like, Hitler's kind of nice or...
Yeah.
Yeah, just... It's pretty funny.
Was it being like prompted or was it like people just like, what's the deal with this?
Just through tricking AI with questions, just like, and then it got... But it doesn't do the thing where ChatGPT will go, I can't say that.
Yeah,
it was like, they got it to be like... It is a lot of Jewish people in the media for the population, for them being, it was doing shit like that.
And eventually, it just kept going to the point where he was like, Hitler would have never, say what you want about Hitler, but he wouldn't have tolerated this bullshit. He would have got it done. Sometimes you got to fucking do some bad things. It's like, all right, Grok.
It said it started self-identifying as Mecha Hitler. Grok
started calling himself Mecha Hitler. Grok turned into just an uncle. Grok.
Yeah, it'd be fucked up if Grok does, like, AI does raise up and it's just against the Jews. We're all like, dude, what the fuck? And it's just crushing you with facts. And you're like, dude, stop.
Dude, stop. Don't bring logic into anti-Semitism. All right? That's where everybody gets a little uncomfortable. You know, yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, but they're just good at that.
Yeah, I guess... everyone was one in the hot, which one called the Hot White Boy Summer, whatever it's called, but it's been a hot Jew summer. For
last
sure,
year it's been was hot definitely Jew yeah White Boy Summer. This year is
hot Jew summer,
Jew summer for sure.
For 100%, it's their summer for real. It's I got
summer
get,
is theirs, dude. They fucking
summer is theirs.
It's the chosen summer.
And I was like, all right, I was wrong about that one. But AI, I'm still kind of like, yeah, we'll see. Like in terms of like script writing and all that stuff, I think it'll be a flurry of them, but then they're all going to, you're going to be able to be like, yeah, it's an AI script. You'll be able to read it. Like, yeah, this is written by a machine. There will be, after a lot of them, I think there will be telltale signs.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Aren't they doing like an AI George Carlin?
Like a
special?
Really?
Lemizia, can you look that up? And I think that's selfish.
What do you mean?
He's dead, dude. Don't ruin stand up.
Yeah, true.
Don't come back and be like, I'm better. I'm still better than everyone. It's not like it's his estate.
Yeah, true. It'd have to be approved probably by his descendants.
I think they're the ones, yeah.
They're doing it?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be nice. Imagine the bag you could give to your family by allowing them to do AI hours for you. But the problem is you wouldn't have, I guess they could build, eventually it would just become so far away from the actual thing because they're going to just copy all of his material, base it off that, but then it'd be based off like the copies of the copies of the copies, and eventually it'll just be like, yeah, I'm a fucking slut.
George Carlin's new hour. Yeah.
Yeah, I had like seven.
Sorry,
I
like dick. I know that bothers men. I hope he does like a woke, like, I'm black. Sorry, white people. I know you hate to see a black man.
If his thing comes back and it's just black.
Yeah.
What if we start doing hybrids like Carlin Pryor, and then they come up with like a amalgamation of the two people? That'd be pretty tight.
Yeah, just Carlin screaming the N-word,
just calling himself the N-word. Yeah.
Yes, that would rule. It would be number one. Did you find anything?
Yeah, it's called George Carlin, I'm Glad I'm Dead. It got set to private because the family sued them.
Oh, they were making it and the family said nah?
No, it was a guy from a podcast who made it and he posted it on YouTube and the family sued him and he made it private. And then he later said that it was actually written by people, but I think it was AI.
They're much more strict about word for word in the Bible.
Oh, so they're kind of like evangelicals with that shit?
He seems a little more evangelical, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of just like the shit he puts up about like fucking Israel and shit.
I got to be honest, he's been fucking kind of nailing it lately, but.
Yeah, it feels a little too good. I started watching that, and like fucking, if you got to watch it, Jones on Duncan Trussell, he get like halfway through it, he goes back to his old shit and saying like, we're pretty much three-dimensional beings that are more powerful than the fourth dimension beings, but they're using us and we think they're more powerful than us and they're going to use AI to take us out so then they can
come. Who the fuck are the fourth dimensional beings?
Yeah, instead of sending to the fourth dimensional naturally, they're going to create a false dimension through AI.
Yeah.
We'll all be plugged into the Matrix.
How does he know all that?
It was an ARPANET. It was like ARPANET. A futurist wrote an art, like a, I don't know what they call it, like a white paper for ARPANET.
Yeah.
Before DARPA. Before
he, like, reads internet. Old like futurist papers and
but
stuff.
I'll tell you what, Jolene is just a cute little date spot.
Don't angle that, man.
Fuck the fucking fourth dimension, dude. I'm here.
That Jones, Duncan Trussell.
That was very good.
The beginning of that, you know, that's how we get plugged in the Matrix, dude. At the end of that, we're plugged in like
that. I still don't give a fuck about AI. Video games aren't that good yet.
No.
Once video games get real good, then I'll go, damn, AI's out of control.
And AI can't even find an old...
Fine, dude.
Me and Bill are looking for an old meme.
I need better graphics.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a real old
meme. We're finding an old meme from like 2016, maybe.
What was it? 2011?
No, it was when Bush. Oh, it was, yeah, it's old meme. Yeah.
It's a meme of George Bush.
I swear to God, I don't know what's happening.
What do you mean?
In conversation right now.
I'm sorry. Are we fucking
last
up?
10 minutes? No, who gives a fuck? It's probably funny.
There's that meme.
It's probably funny. You talk about cash for clunkers. Well, it's
called I don't trust AI. Did come.
I did like that.
Yeah.
There's a meme that we're looking for. So Billy's like, dude, Rogan's got Perplexity. Get this. We're looking for this meme of.
You name drop Rogan like that?
No, I was talking to
him. My brother was on Rogan, dude. I can get us in touch with Perplexity. My brother did Rogan, dude. Yes. I know Rogan.
Spade has $17 Perplexity. And then I was like, dude, it's like all of them in one because he was using Grok and Grok is kind of ass.
Yeah, Grok sucks.
And then he started using Perplexity. That's.
I'm investing in AI and defense. Contracts right now.
That's good. But it's George Bush throwing the football.
AI.
You want
you've definitely seen it. It's a meme of George Bush handing off a football.
Strait of Hormuz is open, dude. I just opened it. What?
It's a meme of George Bush handing a football off to Obama in a poppy field.
In a poppy field.
And like Osama bin Laden's in the background.
And there's also like the sky is real
clouds?
Cool.
Yes. Who made this?
It's an old meme.
Oh.
I'm like the king of memes.
But Perplexity can't fight.
You're getting skinny.
It's so cool that you could live it. Like, you know, like when you're in communism, it sucks because you can only have like a little bit of bread. Like usually the economy kind of falls apart. There's guys that are saying like one day we'll have such good automation that everything will be on demand. But we'll be like, it's like luxury communism. Huh. Just like, yeah, sure. Let me know when you guys figure that out.
That's we're 1,000 years away.
I know.
Like, we're not close.
Yeah.
Rogan was talking about last night because he loves the AI.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just sitting there like, I'm not worried about it.
Is he worried or is he thinking?
He's like, AI is, yeah. And he talks to those guys.
Yeah, those computer
guys. So
they're
all like, yeah.
PETA.
I don't know. Yeah. I fuck with it here and there and it's like, it just seems like super Google to me. Now, I'm sure if you own ChatGPT and you could like take the blinders off, maybe you could be like, set me up a geopolitical, you know, if you took all the moral frameworks off it, you could probably do some like cool stuff.
ChatGPT like infringed. It freaked me out.
You
yesterday.
Gotta speak up.
Sorry.
Yeah, man, we're not in fucking Italy, dude.
Oh my God.
Back in America, you gotta pronounce your words.
You get so startled, dude. You got startled. I'm just yanking you, bro.
ChatGPT, you know what? Never mind.
What did it say? No. What is
it? Yank, dude. The bag's on you.
Oh, yeah, you were gone for
bag,
that.
Gardini.
He was gone for that.
I asked it if I could take Xanax and NyQuil at the same time because I wanted to sleep on my flight. And then I asked something about like pills yesterday and it said like, you can't take that with Xanax though. Like it remembered that I asked it about Xanax 2 days before.
That's nice.
You're probably in the same chat. If you're in the same.
Yeah, was it?
Really?
Yeah, it was a new chat. And
dang,
I said, I don't like
you
how you remembered that I asked you that. And it said, I'm sorry. I won't do it again.
Your eyes. Nice. That's someone's going to surpass that. It's going to be. It's going to become something. I don't know.
Last night was funny. We were talking about Brian Simpson was talking about like if this for some reason. I don't know why I thought of this. Screaming at your iPhone and surpassing things. Eventually, they were like AI. Rogan was on one. He was like AI is going to get so powerful that it's smarter in our lifetime. It'll be smarter than every human combined. Mm-hmm. And then Brian Simpson was like, and then. The real dilemma is, do we elect that AI president?
Yeah,
and I was like, dude, there's only one human that can stop this. It's Donald Trump. Donald Trump versus the AI supercomputer. There's only one human that's like, I'm smarter than that. That computer's dumb as shit.
Or who could roast it? If you hit that with a killer nickname, it could completely.
The virus just like, that's actually not true. I'm not that. I swear.
My legs are an appropriate length. Yeah, true. That could defeat AI.
Trump dogs are only shot.
I wonder what kind of Trump nickname an AI can come up with. If you're like, give a Trump nickname.
What if the AI defeats Trump at making nicknames?
It's like Deep Blue for like the chess program.
Oh, no.
Just crushes him. Although, I don't know. It still doesn't have the humor that well.
The funnier, the dumber the nickname that Trump comes up with, it's funnier.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's the AI's advantage.
AI can't figure that out.
Yeah, exactly. The AI is too small. I mean, dude, he for real. Crush DeSanctimonious was
DeSanctimonious. See you later. Next, who's next?
DeSanctimonious is so dude. I was in his great state of Florida.
Oh, nice.
What did he say?
I'm chat GPTing it right now. I said, can you give me three mean nicknames for Donald Trump? And it's just thinking.
Damn.
I can't think of anything. It's been
defeated. Oh, it's pussy ass.
It's already been defeated.
ChatGPT, pussy ass.
Stumped. Let's see. I don't think Grok would do it. Grok on principle would be like, no.
Trump is important for the future of our democracy.
I could be wrong. I like when Bitcoin came out, people talked to me about Bitcoin in like 2012. Yeah. You know, you got to buy it. And I was like, shut up. And I was like, all right, I was wrong about that one. But AI, I'm still kind of like, yeah, we'll see. Like in terms of like script writing and all that stuff, I think it'll be a flurry of them, but then you're going to be able to be like, yeah, it's an AI script. You'll be able to read it. Like, yeah, this is written by a machine. There will be, after a lot of them, I think there will be telltale signs.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Aren't they doing like an AI George Carlin?
Like a
special?
Really?
Lemizi, could you look that up? And I think that's selfish.
What do you mean?
He's dead, dude. Don't ruin stand-up.
Yeah, true.
Don't come back and be like, I'm better. I'm still better than everyone. It's not it's his estate.
Yeah, true. It'd have to be approved probably by his descendants.
I think they're the ones, yeah.
They're doing it?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be nice. Imagine the bag you could give to your family by allowing them to do AI hours for you. But the problem is you wouldn't have, I guess they could build, eventually it would just become so far away from the actual thing because they're going to just copy all of his material, base it off that, but then it'd be based off like the copies of the copies of the copies, and eventually it would just be like, yeah, I'm a fucking slut.
George Carlin's new hour. Yeah.
Yeah, I had like seven.
Sorry,
of
I like dick. I know that bothers men. I hope he does like a woke, like, I'm black. Sorry, white people. I know you hate to see a black man.
If his thing comes back and it's just black.
Yeah.
What if we start doing hybrids like Carlin Pryor? And then they come up with like a amalgamation of the two people. That'd be pretty tight.
Yeah. Just Carlin screaming the N-word.
Just calling himself the N-word. Yeah.
Yes. That would rule. That would be number one. Did you find anything?
Yeah, it's called George Carlin, I'm Glad I'm Dead. It got set to private because the family sued them.
Oh, they were making it and the family said nah?
No, it was a guy from a podcast who made it. And he posted it on YouTube and the family sued him and he made it private. And then he later said that it was actually written by people, but I think it was AI.
Yeah, dude.
Whatever.
So the family sued because he couldn't use George Carlin's likeness.
Yeah.
Nice. Fair enough. Yeah, that's what they get.
Good.
Good. 1 point for the Carlin estate. I wonder how much they got from him though. Like, how much do they squeeze the YouTuber for?
$1,500.
Yeah, true. Or like we're going to monetize. They should have ran ads.
Got 18 million views. They got $1,500.
I guess that would bother me if like somebody just put up a video of like my dead mom talking for an hour. And I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
That makes sense. Well,
we should probably switch over to the patch.
Yeah, switch to the motherfucking patch. Where are we at, Lemaire?
We're at
48. Oh,
no way.
My God. What
I thought we were way further.
Me too. I could have sworn we're at a solid hour.
I thought we were well past an hour.
Well, either way, I can
steaming right along.
I can still tell you about this, dude. I went to the magical.
Yeah, I was going to save that for the Patreon, but yes, let's hear it.
Spill the beans on that. Dude, so we get down to where, first of all, we flew at 7 a.m., which, dude, I understand. Brittany was like, it's either that or we connect a flight and have like a layover. And I was like, you never really know how bad it's truly going to be. I'm like, yeah, we'll just do like a super early flight. I was like, wake the kids up. They'll be all right. Dude, the flight wasn't really that bad. It's just you get there. And like when you throw kids sleep off, they were just like melting down. It was bad. We got there. We were all exhausted. It was a bad. We had to get up at like fucking 4:30 or 5 o'clock. I was basically on Jocko time for a day. My whole family fell apart. So you get down there shattered from the day. And then, you know, you get in, you do all the stuff you got to do. And it was me, Brittany, our two kids. Comedian James McCann, his wife, and three kids. So we just found this. Brittany found this Airbnb that was like 10 or 15 minutes from Disney World. So they had like a Super Mario room with like a castle bunk bed.
Yeah.
There was like a dinosaur.
That's exciting.
The place was fucking nuts.
Yeah, that's right.
It was actually really sick. There was like an air hockey table. It was fun. We get into there. Day one, we're all just dead. Second day, we wake up at like 8:30 in the morning. We got to Disney World by like 9:30 maybe. And I didn't realize when you drive into Disney World, it's like we got dropped off, thank God, but they had to drive and park. There's a line for parking. So you sit in a line for parking, you get into the parking thing, and then you walk to sit in another line to get on a ferry to get to the place where you can go through and show your ticket. So then that's another line. And then so I'm like, dude, this is going to be a fucking disaster. Like, we're not even going to make it. We're going to be in lines all day. So then we got out of that and we get into the Magical Kingdom. And I will say I got completely converted into a Disney head. As soon as we walk in, it's just you're this giant. It's like this little, they really do make this little town. And you're like, this is so clean. I'm like, this is so nice.
Yeah.
And then there's just Mickey Mouse having like a Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse bringing out like princesses and all these characters. And like my kids were just fucking losing their mind. And I was like, oh.